ABP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Actor Kiefer Sutherland calls his father one of the most important actors in the history of film, announcing the death today of actor Donald Sutherland. Here's our Margie Zaralata.
Captain Hawkeye Pierce.
One of Donald Sutherland's big successes was the 1970 movie MASH, even though he and co-star Elliot Gould tried to get director Robert Altman replaced because they did not like his unorthodox style. Sutherland also was known for Kelly's Heroes, Animal House, JFK, Ordinary People, and The Hunger Games. Sutherland was still working regularly until his death. His memoir, called Made Up But Still True, will come out in November. I'm Margie Zaralata.
Is the heat getting to you yet? Cooling centers remain open from the Midwest to Maine, with feels-like temperatures reaching well over 100 degrees. In New York City, Rob Garduno and his family have a strategy for keeping cool.
We all have hats, right? So we keep blocking from the sun. Number two, we stay hydrated.
Flooding's been reported in some areas of southeastern Texas, with heavy rains from Tropical Storm Alberto. The U.S. Supreme Court's declined to rule against a controversial foreign income tax levied during the Trump administration. Here's our Haya Panjwani.
The Supreme Court has upheld a tax on foreign income over a challenge backed by business and anti-regulatory interests, declining their invitation to weigh in on a broader, never enacted tax on wealth.
California voters will not have a chance to vote directly on whether to accept future tax increases. The California Supreme Court's removed the measure from the state's November ballot. A tragic crash in Mamaroneck, New York, in Westchester County. A school bus struck and killed a child walking to school with his mother. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's announcing new sanctions against a Mexican drug cartel. This is AP News. The Biden administration's advancing its plan to restrict logging within old-growth forests increasingly threatened by climate change. Exceptions include cutting trees to make the forest less susceptible to wildfire. Some 30 people have died in India from drinking tainted liquor.
The incident occurred in Tamil Nadu in India's south, where authorities say over 100 people are being treated in various hospitals. The authorities added the liquor consumed was tainted with methanol. Several people who were vomiting and had stomach pains were admitted to hospital, triggering a police investigation. The state's chief minister said those involved in the crime have been arrested, and action has also been taken against officials who failed to prevent it. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.